studying with Uta Hagen. Well, quite an experience. I basically learned from Uta one of the most important things about flow and being on stage, about being okay to do nothing, although you're never not doing anything. But I came from performing in musicals, and that was performance, and that was get it out there and make it happen, and the big notes and like that. So when I started studying with Uta, one of the major things that I began to understand, and also I was mature enough to be able to be okay with doing nothing on stage, just being. And that was something that I hadn't really, doing nothing on stage was not in my thinking. I mean, you were always, and I don't mean stealing the scene or anything like that, although I'm sure I did a few, but I was always directed not to and didn't. But there was a part of it that was so crucial, and I was working with some very good actors in her classes. I mean, everybody had to audition for her classes, and I had been working with her for quite a while, and was what was called her key student, which was the one who I got my classes for free, and for that I made sure that everything was cleared up afterwards, cleaned up afterwards, everything was in order, and the key student, I kept the role and like that. And so by doing that, I also got to know her. And there was a sequence, and I've been working on trying to remember which actress it was that I was working with. And I don't remember whether it was Chekhov or Shaw or Gerdou or who was the playwright. But it was a very serious kind of give and take. And I had the first experience I've ever had of truly being present, being there. I didn't know I was in a play. I didn't know I was at HB Studio. I didn't know I was. I just was in this play, and I was interacting with this wonderful character, and I. All I remember is that I was there, and it happened like that. It happened, and I wasn't trying to do anything, but it was the first time that I was truly, totally unaware of anything other than the play. It's like I left my body, didn't know time while I was in it, and then it was over. And the actress I was working with, whose name I cannot remember, we worked so many scenes, and she was well known, and I'm embarrassed that I don't remember her. But anyway, she came over to me, and she was stunned, too. She said, "You were really there. You were really there." And I said, I was. I guess I was. And it had never happened before. So so afterwards, I went up to Hagen, and I said, I was really there. And she said, "I know." I said, "Did that happen? Does that happen to you? Did it happen often?" She said, "It happened up to me truly about 4 or 5 times in my career." And I went, "Whoa, that's what she said." So you clean up the place, you put your coat on, and you go home. But it was a very, and it happened again, and it must have happened sometimes in singing with songs, because I do remember I remember other times that it may have happened, which was when I was in a musical. Or singing, but mainly either a love song. I remember My White Knight in Music Man.
I remember being very definitely engaged in that at various times. But that was being there, but that wasn't totally, completely gone, like this one experience in that acting class. It happened in Carousel with Reed Shelton as Mr. Snow and me, of course, as Carrie, in a love song that we did together. It was very special. It was very, very, so totally one together. And that just doesn't happen very often, or it didn't. I mean, it did. You'd work for it to happen all the time. Not work for, but the minute I say work for, it wasn't happening because you just don't work for it. It just either is B-E, either is or it isn't. And sometimes it's better than others. And it depends on a lot of things. It depends on who you're acting with. If you're acting with someone who is really astute and with you, they have to be there too. But not in the same way, but they have to be there too. But if you are really part of it, it does have to do with the other actor, who you're acting with.